Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
Okay, that's fine.
Sunday, it's the new year.
We're easing into the new year, Captain. We saw what 2022 brought, like 2023 is
going to, I'm really wishing for a sort of a relaxing 2023, sort of a non-eventful, not non-eventful, but like, I wish all the events for all of you and all of our listeners to be, you know, enjoyable, relaxing, peaceful, you know, growth oriented, you know, not like, you know, fungus or anything, but, you know, personal growth oriented. Like, I hope we all become better people in this year.
I hope so.
And we did the past, well, I don't even know how long.
May you live in interesting times.
Like, all I know is that 2019 was just moving along swimmingly, right?
And the government had to come along.
Like I moved here.
China.
I rented an apartment. Started doing this, right? The Pre-Talk Live show. Bought a house on my birthday.
That's a great birthday present.
I also moved here on my birthday. So, like, it was 2 years in a row. I did something epic on my birthday.
Awesome.
Nice.
And then COVID. And then I'm like, I feel like it was...
COVID or the response to COVID?
The response to COVID. Yes, not COVID itself. But the government's overreach, the taking of the opportunity to implement way more tyranny than they had before. Like, I feel like... What's the Bernstein Bears? What do you call that?
The Mandela effect?
The Mandela effect. Yeah, I feel like... Like, I got here in 2019, and somewhere along the line, like, I walked into a different multiverse. And it was the, government COVID lockdown and masks and you do what we say or else and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I was having fun in this other universe.
But honestly, I
was doing just fine.
My life didn't really change that much because of COVID. Like, I feel like we all just really ignored most of the things that they were doing.
We certainly had
aside from me literally getting fired from my job for not getting vaccinated, there was that. But
you're better off for it.
Yeah, even that wasn't that bad. You know, I was just like, okay, whatever, let's keep having fun. Just do something different.
As a music lover, the entire music industry shut down.
That really sucks.
Right? The only thing you could do as musicians was, well, I guess we better go write some new material, which, okay, that's a boon for, you know, the consumer. More material's forthcoming, right? All these bands had no choice but to sort of go into hibernation.
Do the work,
yeah. Well, you know, we've been talking about writing a new EP or album. I guess we better get to it. But, like, as far as the social life is concerned within music, like, I couldn't go see a live concert. Yeah. At all, for like a couple of years. And there were even people putting together, you know, different sorts of protests, like musicians and venues, like live music venues getting together and doing like, hey, we're dead over here. We're not getting any money because we don't qualify as for any of your stupid government relief or whatever. You know, we're over here suffering, you know, because you say that we can't put on a live show?
Yeah. Well, and even, like, some artists, like Van Morrison, wrote some cool anti-lockdown pieces.
Near as I could tell, I mean, outside of myself, right, the only one.
Yeah. I thought Eric Clapton wrote something, but then I heard that he was, like, vaccinated, so then I was a little confused.
Well, he did write something, but it was a collaboration with Van Morrison.
Okay, so.
So, yeah.
I'm still not nearly as good as the COVID carols.
But if you think about
thanks, man. if you think about what rock and roll, heavy metal, punk rock, you know, these, they're supposed to be, supposed to be rebellious. They're supposed to be anti. They're supposed to be, you know, hurling the bird at the man at every
corner. Rage against the machine.
But no, none of the, in fact, they all were just like, well, I guess we better wait it out. And
all right, you know, guys, bend over.
I guess we better, you know, live in our personal space bubbles. No, you know, while we gather at half capacity or whatever it was that they finally allowed. A comedy also shut down. Anything that toured was shut down. Right? Yeah. Circuses, carnivals, right? Anything that toured was shut down.
Come see the world's oldest COVID survivor.
Right? Yeah.
Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah, next to the bearded lady. Right. Which, Nikki, you could be the bearded lady if you so choose.
Yeah.
There is the
spare. Have the resources.
We have the spare guest beard.
I can't put it on. I can't stop laughing.
It just rides right up into her mouth.
Yeah, and it's just, it's too funny. And it's kind of a germ hazard.
Conversely.
Oh, so now you're scared of germs. COVID's like, party it up. Faux beard. Oh, forget about it.
Conversely, you could probably. Like pull your hair back in a ponytail.
I've done this before.
And put the beard on backwards so that it looks like a mullet.
Oh, I might have to.
Hanging
that
off
on the
back of your head.
Yeah,
like I could get away. I could make a skullet out of it if I put it on the back of my head. That'd be sweet.
While riding your motorcycle.
Yeah.
No, better yet, a moped.
Okay.
Which means you'd have to get one.
I don't want one.
No.
They're fun.
We could probably rent one for you. Just for the footage.
I know a few people.
I've got to fix mine.
You have one?
Yeah.
Nice. Gas?
Yeah.
Nice.
Souped up.
Honda?
Sim. S-Y-M.
Not familiar.
It's Korean.
Oh, Korean.
Hey, you lived in Hawaii.
I did. Yes? So I have a moped.
And that's what brings that to mind. I read something today that that they have, is it sashimi? Like, just in the grocery store. Like, here in Keene, we walk into the grocery store, and there's, like, little things of, like, potato salad, little single serve. But they have, like, fresh.
It's lovely.
Oh, I love that.
I've never heard of it. I just read about it. Somebody else, you know, from Hawaii like, I missed Hawaii because I could just walk into the grocery store, and in the, like, deli aisle, I could just grab some freshly cut.
This is why I poo-poo on the poke bowl you get at dinner some nights, man.
Yeah.
Because you can go in the grocery store, and it's a layout, and it's better. Significantly better.
Well, they got the ocean right there.
That's exactly why.
It's literally, you know, 3 minutes from the ocean to the to the deli counter.
But fill up on, you know, what just about whatever kind of fish you want. Squid, crab, salmon, tuna.
I like all of those.
Yep. Different flavors.
There was a place that I've been going to recently. I just saw on their menu they have flame broiled swordfish.
Okay.
And I'm like, I have to try that. I didn't try it at the time. I just saw it already ordered, and by the time I saw it, I was like, oh, I should have probably got that. But no, the next time I go, I only say that because I did work as a commercial fisherman for three trips. We'll call it. Each trip was approximately a month. Each trip was a different sort of fish that we fished for.
Okay.
One of them was swordfish.
Nice.
And occasionally, because the method we use was called long lining, and that probably means nothing to our listeners. But
explain it.
But what it means is that a fish will get caught on a leader and just sort of hang out in the water attached to the leader. And what that kind of does is sometimes makes them bait for other fish, particularly like sharks, right? So when you're pulling in the fish that you've caught, if you get one that's sort of got like a bite taken out of it by a shark or something, you can't sell that.
Yep.
So instead of just throwing it away, you cut off the bite part and then you butcher the rest and you feed it to the crew.
Yep.
So I have had fresh caught swordfish.
Nice.
Like blackened with some Tony, I'm trying to remember, it's the green bottle, Cajun seasoning in a cast iron pan, like fresh caught swordfish, blackened, and so delicious. Oh, my God. And so I'm hoping to, like, relive that a little bit.
And again, you might be disappointed then because your standard is so high now.
But it's also been a couple of decades since I tasted it, so it might just be good enough.
Okay.
But I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great. I hope. I don't know. If not, I'll revert to the salmon.
We try to cobble together some of the local recipes from Hawaii and cook those up here and moderate results.
All right, so we're doing something new today. We're pioneers, if you will, on Free Talk Live.
And that is the first of the month.
Yeah, no, we're not welfare radio hosts. Okay. We're not doing the show because it's the first of the month. I mean, it is the first of the month, and we're doing the show. But we're actually giving the listeners, I don't remember the percentage, 20-some percent more show
Okay.
than previous shows.
Cool.
Give it in total time, because that's what I remember.
What is it?
24 extra minutes.
24 extra minutes of show.
Of show.
And so, like, normally during this particular minute, we would be at a commercial break, which we're not right now.
So Captain Larry, like, I gotta fill time because I'm not used to talking for this long in a row.
Fortunately, I have you, and you're doing a magnificent job of filling that time for me.
Spot on. Bang up, Joe.
Bang up. Cheers. Chip, chip. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
So I wanted to talk about, Nikki, you brought in this article, and I have titled tonight's show, The Dynamic Doulas.
Oh, I love that.
Now, for those of you who are old and you remember the original Adam West, Burt Ward version of the television show Batman, right? They always referred to them as the dynamic duo.
Oh, yeah.
And so when I saw the headline and skimmed the article about these two doulas, I thought the dynamic doulas would be an appropriate name, title.
And I would have went with a Saturday Night Live cartoon.
The ambiguously... What? Doulas?
Ambiguously gay duo.
Doulas?
Okay. I mean, you can change it if you want
But
to.
We don't know if they were gay or not.
They were ambiguously gay. We know they were ambiguously gay. That was in the title.
Not the doulas, though.
Not the doulas.
But the duo.
The duo.
So I don't know how the Saturday Night Live title would apply to the dynamic doulas.
The same way the Batman and Robin applies to the duos. It's just another duo.
Well, okay, but we have facts to support...
Batman and Robin.
The dynamic doulas, and that there were two of them.
Okay.
And they both were acting as coaches.
Okay.
Talking a man.
Yeah, the husband, yeah.
In, you know, through the process of natural childbirth.
Okay.
As an emergency situation.
Which I've actually had to do before.
Whereas we don't have any facts that suggest that these two doulas who interacted by telephone only were either gay or ambiguously gay.
Okay.
We don't have any that they weren't, but I'm just saying that the evidence is less.
I still don't know how that makes them more like Batman and Robin.
Because they were dynamic.
Okay.
Instead of ambiguously gay.
Okay. Carry on.
My wayward son, there'll be peace when you are gone.
No.
Yep, carry on.
Lay your weary head to rest. Nikki, am I reading this? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, if you want to.
Might as well. What else we got to do for the next?
This is from today.com. Two doulas help deliver a Christmas Eve blizzard baby by coaching dad over the phone.
First of all, I just want to say...
Sir, just get out of the way.
They should have gotten on snowmobiles and gotten over there.
Is that what you would have done?
Absolutely. I don't have a snowmobile right now, but I would have figured it out.
I assume we'll find out. They do show... There's a picture here. They do show a snow-covered street with some, I don't know, some FBI-looking vehicles, a couple dudes in snowsuits, and then two dudes on snowmobiles.
There you go.
So, where was this? Oh, Buffalo, New York.
Oh, yeah. Quote, Buffalo got hammered.
Quote, we're all okay, thanks to them, says the relieved Buffalo father. He's a father of a buffalo? Who followed their instructions. Did he give birth to a buffalo?
No, she gave birth to a buffalo.
Nervous buffalo mom and dad.
So, the article starts, talk about working remotely. We've talked about that here on Talk Live plenty. And, you know, before we go on, we should probably, like, take care of all the business stuff, right? Like, Captain's Log, Stardate, 01012023. This is Free Talk Live, the name of the show. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. What's the telephone number?
603-283-6160.
What's the website?
FreeTalkLive.com.
Right. In the studio, it's myself, the... Lord, Reverend, Dr. Captain Kickass, Buckshot Esquire, if you will, and joining me...
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
I had an idea for, like, an additional title, like, in front of everything, in front of Lord and all that kind of...
You need one to fill all the extra time we have to fill now.
Sir? Do you have a sir yet?
No, it was like...
Sire?
It'll come to me. Probably come to me during the break, of course, which won't be for a while. At any rate, two doulas helped a nervous buffalo mom and dad. It just sounds like they're talking to two buffaloes.
Should we define doula for people who don't know what that is?
Yes, you should.
I find that a lot of people don't know what that is.
Yes, what is a doula, Nikki?
So a doula is essentially an emotional and physical support person for a woman who is pregnant and about to give birth. So they do, like, educational stuff prenatally with them, and then they... come to the mom at the time of birth, whether that be at home, birth center, hospital, wherever, and they act as a birth advocate and coach to help the mom through her labor.
Pretty well. Where's the dad during all of this?
Hopefully also being supportive.
Okay.
Sometimes he's sleeping on the couch.
Okay. I was like watching the game, having a beer.
Yeah. It depends who the dad is.
Don't worry, honey. She'll be there during the birth. I'll take this one off.
So two doulas helped a nervous Buffalo mom and dad who were trapped inside their home by an epic Christmas Eve blizzard deliver their baby girl by talking them through the process via the phone. And one day, doula Iva Michelle Blackburn said she hopes to meet now three-day-old Devin Brielle Thomas in person.
Soon as the snow melts in Buffalo.
Right, yeah. Or as soon as the herd of buffalo starts roaming again, right, depending on which version of a buffalo mom and dad you prefer to imagine.
It is kind of fun to read this article thinking of that they're buffaloes. Just, well, you know, gives it that extra spice.
I really want the plural of buffalo to be like buffali, you know, buffalis or something like, you know. Not
all you get buffalo. Is buffalo.
Have you ever looked up, like, the longest one-word sentence in the English
language? Yeah, it's like buffalo, 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 buffalo.
Something like that.
I think it's eight. They might be nine or ten buffaloes in a row.
Apparently makes sense.
Yeah. It is considered an actual literary sentence because of the many definitions of the word buffalo.
Right.
You have to infer the appropriate meaning for each one of them in the list of buffalo as you say buffalo. So, yeah. There you have it. Longest sentence with the same word repeated.
The more you know.
And as a sports guy, the Buffalo Bills. Why is the mascot a bill, but it looks like a buffalo?
I just think of the Beatles song. Hey, Buffalo Bill, who did you kill? Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill killed a buffalo, right?
Did it?
I mean, I assume that's why he got the name. How else do you get a name like Buffalo Bill unless you killed a buffalo?
Well, then why is it not not the mascot on the helmet?
Well, they're called the Buffalo Bills.
I got it.
So that's why the buffalo.
I got that part.
Yeah.
Why'd they come up with the Bills part after the buffalo? Could have been the Buffalo Buffaloes.
Maybe they wrote a bunch of laws or something?
I don't know.
Buffalo Bills.
Always seems silly. Yeah. I don't know what a bill is.
I'm just a bill.
Buffalo on the helmet.
Maybe
the buffalo's name is Bill.
Is that what it is?
No,
that must be what it is.
No, they experimented with interspecies erotica, and they had a duck mate with a buffalo, and they got the Buffalo Bills.
Must be.
Then that should be the mascot on the helmet.
Buffalo with a,
it is.
Exactly.
You just can't see the bottom half.
Alrighty then.
At any rate, the article continues. We are using Facebook Messenger to communicate with her parents and coach them through the delivery. So I watched her being delivered on my cell phone, Blackburn told NBC News. I was in my living room with my mother and my kids while all this was happening. And when that baby started crying, we all started cheering. You would have thought the Bills made a touchdown.
Because they're not going to win the game.
It's like you guys have read this article or something. I'm pretty sure you didn't. Well, you did, probably. Yeah.
I did not.
I did not either.
Yeah. Okay.
It is Buffalo.
I like being surprised.
Yeah. Devin's dad, Devon Thomas, said he would be delighted to formally introduce his new daughter to the two ladies who talked him through the delivery. We're all okay. Thanks to them, he told NBC News. As a matter of fact, we're all leaving the hospital in a couple of minutes. We're going home. We're going home. Screw you guys. We're going home.
So they did go to the hospital.
How'd they get to the hospital? That they're like snowed in.
I thought the whole point was they had the baby at home. And the doula talked him through it.
They did, but by the time they were interviewed, apparently they went to the hospital.
They could have just stayed home.
What a waste! Not
yeah,
so
you just did this epic thing, and then you ruined it.
Like, going to fill out government paperwork.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, we had the baby, everything's fine, but now let's go to the hospital.
And document it. For the state.
And document it.
Probably got him a social security number while
right.
I was there.
Right? Birth certificate. Yeah. Like, oh, come on.
Father put his name on it so he can be sued and held liable later.
Yeah.
Not taking my advice from last week, homie.
Nope.
Blackburn said that they were wrapping presents and watching the Buffalo Bills take on the Chicago Bears when she received a call around 2 p.m. Saturday from her friend and fellow doula, Ramonda Reynolds. For Blackburn, it was the start of a chain of events that ended with little Devin weighing 6 pounds, 9 ounces, measuring 20 inches long, making her debut at 3:31 p.m. on Saturday.
What a good dad. Didn't even wait till halftime. Just jumped right in there to help out.
I thought she was calling to check in, you know, a girlfriend check in, because we were all trapped in our houses, Blackburn said of Reynolds. It turned out to be something totally unexpected. Devin's due date was Sunday, Christmas Day, and she was supposed to be delivered at Oishe Children's Hospital in Buffalo. But Mother Nature had other plans. Erica and Devon Thomas were trapped in their house by snow when Erica suddenly went into labor, Blackburn said. Devon Thomas, who is a sanitation worker, that's a nice way of saying a janitor.
Or a garbage man.
Yeah, janitor if you want to be a dick about it. Right? Okay. A sanitation worker. Called 911 repeatedly, but was told by the dispatchers they could not send anybody. And by 11:30 a.m., Erica's contractions were 3 minutes apart. Dun, dun, dun. At that point, I was like, this is going to be me. I'm going to have to put my big boy pants on and figure this out, Devon Thomas told the Buffalo News, which broke the story. With the help of a friend, Devon Thomas got in touch with a Facebook group of fellow Buffalo residents weathering the storm, who directed him to Reynolds. Reynolds, in turn, contacted Blackburn for backup. Blackburn, who is also a licensed practicing nurse, said she has helped deliver anywhere from 50 to 100 babies during her career. But those were hospital deliveries, she said. I had never done it over the phone.
Can we say something nice about social media now? Like, he was in an emergency situation.
Yeah,
911 said no. And he went, screw it. I'm checking out Facebook and got the help he needed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just like police, right? When seconds count, police are minutes away.
Yeah.
Right? Or not at all.
Yeah. When seconds count, you know, the statist systems, 911, are minutes away.
Right.
So.
We're not all that, you know, nice towards social media as it stands now anyway, but look at this case. This time it worked out.
I mean, okay, sure.
Yeah.
I like to rip on Facebook and Twitter from
time
to time.
That's what I'm saying.
But, like, I still believe social media is a game changer for humanity.
Okay.
So just to be clear on, like, how I stand on social media.
All right.
I just don't like, you know, like the Twitter files. Like, oh, the FBI telling Twitter what to do? The FBI can go F themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
And Twitter for complying.
Yeah. I had a question, too. Oh, this doula, Nikki, said that she did 50 to 100 babies. How many have you assisted with?
Probably like around 40.
Okay. All right. So you're in the pocket.
Yep.
Yeah.
And only
how big
three.
Is the pocket?
Only three.
Depends on the dilation.
Okay.
No, that's true.
Only three,
so
full?
So over the phone.
Oh, okay.
So we've had a few clients who lived a little far away from us. We sometimes take people in Connecticut. And there was one woman who was, like, taking a shower, getting ready to go to the mall with her cousin. And calls the midwife I worked with and was like, you know, I'm using the bathroom, but every time I push, the baby's head's coming out.
Oh.
Didn't even know. No contractions, nothing. Just had her baby. So we coached her through it on the phone, and we got there as soon as we could.
603-283-6160. We're talking about the dynamic doulas, and we'll talk more about them here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The suspect in the University of Idaho murders will reportedly not fight extradition.
Brian Koberger could be back in Idaho as soon as next week following an extradition hearing scheduled for Tuesday. His attorney says the Washington State University grad student will most likely waive his right to extradition. The 28-year-old is suspected of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in November. Koberger was arrested Friday in his home state of Pennsylvania. The attorney says his client is confident he'll be exonerated. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Northern California getting shaken up on the first day of 2023 by a 5.4 magnitude earthquake in Humboldt County. So far, there are no reports of injuries or damage from Sunday's earthquake. Pope Francis is marking the beginning of the new year just one day after the death of his predecessor, former Pope Benedict XVI. The Pope urged the faithful to use the new year to share God's love with everyone. Dave Collins, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
I was going to try to get it off air, but I was saying you got to figure out the timing on this because there's not enough breaks anymore for everyone to...
We have less breaks now. It's true.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's the breakdown.
It's the breakdance.
The breakdown.
Can you pop and lock?
I'm not going to pop or lock.
How about top rock? Can you top rock?
I don't even know what that is.
Can you do like the backspin? Can you do the windmill?
Oh,
you
heck know, yeah.
Did you ever wear flight pants?
Me and my friends don't dance. We just pull up our pants and do the rock away.
Lean back.
And lean back.
You can dance lean if you want back. To. You can leave your friends behind, but if friends no. don't dance, and if they don't dance...
Well, they ain't no friends of mine.
No friends of mine.
I told you, we all just do the lean back, the rock away.
I can't sing my parody lyrics to that because it's illegal.
Wah, wah, wah.
For those words to be repeated on radio. But, you know, if you're curious, you can go visit... What's my website? CaptainKickass.com. Yes, thank you.
That's what I was going to say.
I have several. I have ReverendCaptainKickass.com. I have LCaptainKickass.com.
Do they all redirect
they all go to the same
location?
Place. Yeah.
Okay. I want to know if the chat room is like taking bets on which host is going to need to get dumped first this year.
Not me, because I'm a good girl, and I've never been dumped.
I have not had to dump myself all year.
That is true. What a great year it's been.
So far, 2023 is all right by me.
It's been a good week.
This is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what kind of thing you're listening to. We are a show. We're here, well, really 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern time. Sunday nights are a little bit special because, well, we're on it on Sundays.
You were the specialist.
I blame the listeners. If you don't want to hear us banter, call in.
603-283-6160.
There you go.
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm Richard Rich.
And who's she?
I'm Nikki.
And who am I?
The captain.
And what do we do?
Free Talk Live.
All right, very well.
7 nights a week. 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
We covered that, yeah. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt to reinforce it.
So. We got new listeners every few minutes or so.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. And less breaks.
Yeah.
Starting 2023, this year, the first show. We are the first, we are pioneering radio industry as we know it, or at least Free Talk Live,
yeah,
by having, you know, fewer breaks, more content for you, and less advertisements.
You know, I always wanted, I never asked this as a not, you know, as a radio professional, right? The radio host are going, we're skipping the break, but we're not doing the break. We're just powering right through. How does that go over with the local stations?
That's a good question.
I think they got to, like, refund somebody their money.
Is that what it is?
I don't know the mechanics of it behind the scenes, but I'm pretty sure something like that has to occur.
Okay.
Because if you paid for an ad to run during a specific time or a specific hour or anything like that, then, you know, or what they'll do is they'll agree to run your ad at another time for no charge, something along those lines.
But does that need to be negotiated up front? Like,
I would
just sometimes we're just going to run right through the breaks. And so, you're just going to have to deal with the radio station.
Well, that's a thing with live broadcast versus pre-recorded broadcast, right?
This is a live broadcast?
This is a live broadcast. Okay. I'm talking television and radio.
Okay.
Like, these things have to be written into the contract because when you do it live,
yeah,
you... Like, there's an element of the unknown that has to be sort of written into everything that you do. So, if you're an advertiser and you're going to advertise on a live program,
right,
there is a chance, and I'm sure this is written into the contract, there is a chance that something's going to go awry and for some reason they weren't able to play your ad during, like, the second hour of a 3-hour
program. But it wouldn't be a contract with Free Talk Live. It would have been, like, with the local station somewhere down in Wisconsin.
Yes, absolutely. Like, all of these things are plausible. Like, it could be somebody has paid to advertise specifically on Free Talk Live, and so there's one contract. Other people will advertise only on their local station. So
right,
whatever local station our listeners are hearing us on right now could be receiving a local ad for a local grocery store or something like that.
Right.
And we would have nothing to do with that, but there's a chance that they wouldn't get played if something went wrong with the live program.
Oh, right, because we just went, we're blowing through it.
Right, and so, but there are things, you know, written into these advertising contracts to cover that kind of stuff, I hope.
Right? I don't know, that's why I asked.
If I'm doing the contracts, I'm like, yeah.
I've always been curious as to how they get away with that.
Yeah. And then if I'm an advertiser and I'm listening to the program expecting to hear my ad and I don't hear it, right, I'm going to call whoever, the station, the program director, whatever it is, whoever I need to call, whoever the contract is with, and be like, hey... You know, I was listening to the show, and I didn't hear my ad. They'd probably say something like, oh, yeah, something went wrong, and, you know, we're going to play your ad a couple more times for you, no charge, you know, during this program or this hour or this repeat or whatever, right? So they'll make it up to him somehow, I assume. What were we talking about? The dynamic doulas. That's right. So
I was going to answer that if you paused longer.
You know what else is unexpected? Being a doula. We were just talking about how radio is, you know, unexpected things happen.
Yeah.
You can never predict it. That is a lot like birth.
Yeah.
You cannot predict when a baby's going to be born, how long it's going to take, and what is going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. I remember you had to miss a show because you were doing such activities.
Yep.
You were like, hey, this thing's going on. Got no idea how long it's going to be. I think you were even there like the night before or something. And then it turned out to be like a whole big production. And you were gone for like 2 days.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. Especially as a doula, like midwives will kind of come a little bit later. Like they come when things really get spicy. I come whenever they need support of any kind. You know, it's like, you want me to rub your back when you're, you know, in early labor? Then I guess I'm there rubbing your back in early labor for three days.
So how do I get a doula without getting pregnant?
Right, I was going to ask, like, if I'm a single dude and I don't really want, like, a traditional wife, can I get a midwife?
No.
No?
Do you want? You don't want a midwife. Else. They come later. They come spicy.
But I'm just saying, like,
yeah, they only come when it's spicy.
Somewhere
yeah,
between exactly. a wife and, but not a wife, right? Like, I don't want like a legal contract.
Like a midwife.
But I want, yeah, somewhere in between.
A quarter wife.
Yeah. Like maybe just part time. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she leaves. Okay. Every once in a while.
Every other week or something, right? You know, I don't know.
Maybe a joint custody wife?
Only if she's supplying the joints.
You get her on the weekends?
This is very libertarian.
whatever contract we settle on would be appropriate.
Sure. You
know? What are we talking about?
Doulas.
The dynamic doulas.
Yeah, there you go.
The phrase I coined myself.
Oh,
that's right.
Trademarked. Copyrighted.
Registered. Screw IP law.
All right.
This article is from the today.com. It's telling the tale of lady goes into labor. They're all snowed in. The snow apocalypse Buffalo, New York. And so the dude got on some social media and was like, help. And
when the cops won't come, call Facebook.
No. Some doulas.
Doulopities. Okay.
Doulopities.
I told you I was going to say it at some point.
You did warn me. At any rate, doulas were called. Apparently a conference call ensued, and the doulas began talking this guy through the process.
Talking him through the process.
Yes. At that point,
he was fine.
Yeah.
He was...
You're not talking to mom at this point.
No.
Okay.
She ain't talking to nobody.
All right.
With the help of a friend, Devon Thomas got in touch with a Facebook group, fellow Buffalo residents weathering the storm, who directed them to Reynolds, who in turn contacted Blackburn. A conference call ensued. When Reynolds and Devon flickered on screen, Blackburn said the soon-to-be dad looked nervous but calm. I said to him, can you show me what the mom looks like, Blackburn said. When I saw her, I was like, this is going to be happening soon.
Then he made a face.
Apparently she made a face as well, or some other physical indicator. Reynolds had already instructed Devon Thomas to collect towels, find a bowl, and boil some water. Is it really necessary to boil water?
Yeah, well, to sterilize whatever you're going to cook.
I always thought that was just like to keep a guy busy.
No.
And I thought they were like, yes, you can help. Go boil some water. It's like,
no.
Yes, you can help. Go fishing. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was just an excuse.
So we do really boil water at every home birth. But I will say, sometimes if the husband is just a nuisance and he's really pissing the partner off, whatever, the mother, we'll just send him on an errand run. Like, oh, we forgot Chuck's pads, or forgot...
We need bleach or something.
Can't do that here.
Yeah, something like
snowed
that.
In.
Right, yeah.
So. But yeah. He sounds great. He sounded like he was doing a great job.
Can you imagine if she was all upset and he was just passing on a message from the doulas? Like, that's what they're telling me, honey. Don't hurt me.
And like,
boiling water.
Up with the doula.
You guys have played that mailman game when you were a kid where like somebody tells somebody something and they have to whisper it to the next person.
Oh, telephone.
Telephone, game,
telephone
yeah.
not mailman, mailman. Telephone. And like, and by the time it gets back to you, it's completely distorted.
Right.
Yep. Like, that could have happened here.
Right.
She had also instructed him to help his wife take a hot shower to ease her pain and to help her move around to get the gravity going, Blackburn said. Most importantly, Ray had calmed him down, Blackburn said. He was very nervous, but he was very open, and he was listening carefully and following instructions.
He was open.
Her legs were wide open. That's Metallica, right? Oh, no, it's Sleep with One Eye Open. Sorry, my bad. Erica's contractions were coming fast and furious, Blackburn said, and Thomas was dispatched to find a flashlight so the doulas could see how she was progressing. I'm imagining the little, like, miner's light strapped to the head.
We use those, too.
I need to get one of those. They're surprisingly convenient for a lot of things, and I just don't own one.
I don't own one either, and I've been meaning, like, perhaps we should, find one, or if you get one, we'll go in or whatever. Because every time it's nighttime and I need to look under the hood of my car or something, I'm like, damn it, I need one of those, but then I forget to buy one.
I've always got my phone light, but then I'm, one-handed.
No, it needs to be strapped to your forehead.
Yeah.
I learned that from Matt.
Anyway.
He always has it on.
Thomas was also dispatched to find a flashlight so the doulas could see how she was progressing. She let us know with a loud moan, Blackburn said of Erica. Moments later, Erica squatted down, and when the baby came out, Devon Thomas was there to receive his daughter with towels in arms.
Beautiful.
At first, Mom and Dad looked like they were both in shock, and the baby looked like she was in shock, too, because she was alert but not crying, Blackburn said. But as soon as they picked her up, she started crying, and we all started cheering.
Oh, that's
the old
so cute.
Squad.
What a heartfelt, article.
Like, how amazing is this? So at first, when I saw this article, I thought they had already hired these doulas. Like, I thought they were going to be their doulas at the hospital.
No, they were just random
just found them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Which, imagine being in an industry where you just get thrown into, like, this is just so beautiful. I would, if somebody called me and was like, hey, we're trapped in our house, my wife's having a baby, I need some help, please walk me through this. That would be such, like, a cool story. Like, what a magical moment that you get to spend with strangers, essentially.
Yeah. Or even if you just happen to be cruising your social media of choice.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, is anybody a doula? Can somebody, like,
I mean,
you know.
Literally, if somebody ran outside and I was on a walk and they were like, my wife's in labor, help! I would run in and just go catch the baby. You know what I mean?
Dun, dun,
dun. Yeah, it's like, well, you're in luck. I know how to do things.
All right. Is this something that you would do charitably? Because as a professional, right, someone's got to get an invoice.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm just like running in, if it was a situation like this, I would not charge them.
Okay.
Honestly. Because most of my fee, obviously, so this is what it is. Most of my fee is because of prenatal care.
Mm-hmm.
And being on call.
Yeah, right.
Like,
preparation and availability.
Big chunk. If I'm on call for you for, like, from 36 weeks onwards, that's, like, 8 weeks, like, 36 to 42 that I'm on call. Sometimes a little bit sooner if the baby's premature. Like, I'm on call a long time. So that's a big chunk of my fee is just you reserving me for those, like, 10 weeks. If it was a surprise thing like this, I probably wouldn't, you know, especially if I didn't have anything else to do. No, I'd just run in.
I'm with you. I don't have these skills, but if I did, I think my preference would be to help first.
Yeah.
Hope that I don't get sued, right? Because you're doing a courtesy instead of being hired for the job.
The ambulance also shows up in an emergency.
But, well, not when you're snowed in and, you know, five feet of snow, whatever the hell it was, the blizzard, right? So help first. I hope I don't get sued, and then also give the person that you help the opportunity to say thank you. Now, that could be in a many different ways. Maybe they're poor and they can't, or maybe they hand you $20. Maybe they give you a gift card. Maybe they, you know, I don't know, help you get more business because you delivered their baby. Oh, call this girl. She was great.
Yeah. Give them a business card.
It all comes around. I also want to share another story. So if, as a nurse, as far as I know, I am legally required, if there's a car accident or some sort of medical emergency, I am legally required, at least in the state of Massachusetts, from what I know of the law, if there isn't already paramedics or emergency services there, I'm required to go help.
That's one of the reasons why I took CPR classes, but until recently did not get my certification. It's like, I do not want to be legally required to help anyone.
So that's one of the reasons. Before I moved here, I was working, we'll call it an office job, and the office offered CPR classes to anybody
that
wanted them. And I was like, I already took CPR once in my life, so I kind of have an idea. Right?
You know the Bee Gees.
Not personally, but, you know, Barry's all right, I guess. Barry Gibb.
Oh,
anyway,
Barry Bee Gee? I don't know.
It's Barry. Barry the Hatchet.
Okay.
At any rate, what was I talking about?
CPR.
I didn't take the class because I looked up Washington state law, and it was that.
Yeah.
It was like, if you are certified in CPR, then you can be held legally liable for somebody dying if you're trying to give them CPR.
So this is why this doesn't make sense, because anyone can take a CPR class and then forget every single thing that they know.
Which is likely what happened to me. Like, I likely wouldn't administer it properly.
Yeah, like, you're not, like, an ER nurse. Like, you're not, like, doing CPR all the time. You don't know necessarily how to resuscitate someone. But I also will say, bad CPR is better than no CPR. So, if someone is literally dead, then, like, nothing worse can happen to them. They're already dead.
Right.
So banging on their chest, if you're counting wrong, if you're doing things wrong, if you're not doing rescue...
If you're not sealing the nose properly or whatever.
Like, even if you're doing no rescue breaths at all, you're just doing compressions, that's better than nothing because they're already dead.
Yeah.
Unless they have a do not resuscitate order and then they want to stay dead. So
I like living, and so if I were the dying party in one of these scenarios, I would appreciate the attempt.
Yeah.
You know, even if they did it wrong and I died anyway, like, hey, thanks for trying, man.
Well, you know what they teach you in the class? The first thing is, like, you point at somebody. Call 911. We need help. This person needs to be resuscitated. And then you do all the things.
A lot of pointing.
One of the... Oh, yeah, absolutely point.
You got to direct traffic.
Point and get confirmation. Get someone... Yeah, all the steps.
So, similarly, Captain, when it was offered at work, I took the class.
Yeah.
I just didn't sign off on any of the forms.
So you took it, you learned how to do it.
I learned how to
You're
do it.
You're just not technically certified.
Well, because if it's my friend who's going down, I want to be able to know how to revive him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's some dude I don't like, right? Screw it, I'm under no legal mandate to resuscitate him. I just kick him when he's dead.
I guess you probably, like, I probably could have taken the classes and then, like, thrown the exam.
Yeah.
Just did everything wrong and failed.
Or just don't take the exam part. Like, I got all the information I need to save a friend who goes down.
Yeah.
We're good.
I mean, you don't even have to take the class. You can just look up a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Well, now.
I'm sure it'd be
fun. Yeah. Now.
Did you guys have to work with Resusa Annie?
No.
I don't recall.
So Resusa Annie is like the half-human doll that you're supposed to breathe into and do the compressions on. And
I didn't name her, but I guess, yeah.
Oh, no, she had the name, like, whenever, like,
I was somebody else.
I think first year of high school they were teaching
Danny?
CPR.
Resusa
Danny instead of Resusa Annie. Okay. Okay. But, yeah, she had this, like, she looked like half a gym teacher, right? Because she had no, like, she was torso up, right? No hips, legs.
She had a six-pack.
No, but she had, a zip-up track suit. You know, top on with the stripes on the arms, and I'm like, she was just missing a whistle and a headband.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, she could have been an aerobics instructor or something.
And a lower half.
She's also missing the lower half, yes.
And there's that.
Whistle, headband, lower half, and perfect.
I mean, you couldn't criticize her booty or anything because she didn't have one.
I wouldn't criticize her booty anyway, but yes.
Why not?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Not really my thing.
You're doing CPR and you're like, her butt's kind of flat. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Actually might help with the CPR.
She ain't cute. I'm not waking her up. Jesus.
You guys are horrible.
I am.
Horrible people. Last I heard, the article continues. Last I heard, everybody was healthy, she said. Thomas, in an interview with his hometown newspaper, had nothing but praise for Blackburn Reynolds and the aptly named truck driver who wound up driving them to the hospital, Angel Lugo.
Wow. They needed a truck driver because the ambulance wouldn't come still?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's been other stories about pizza delivery guys. Like, hey, can you, just knock on the door and make sure mom's okay because the cops won't go do a welfare check?
Right.
And pizza
and
guy goes...
This is what's disgusting because it's like they're... stealing money from people to fund these services, but yet pizza delivery guys can still come to your house. You know, I just don't...
People who need the money have to go to work.
Yeah.
So I just don't understand. If the roads are that bad, then... Because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the ambulance can't come. It must be 17 feet of snow on the road.
It was.
Back in the day...
The pictures were close to the...
So how'd pizza guy get there?
Snowmobile.
Well, back in the day, and probably to some extent to this day, newspapers have died. But, back in the day, newspaper delivery people, not the kid on the bicycle, right? But, the people who drove around in the car at 3, 4, 5 in the morning putting the newspaper into your mailbox, right?
And their Datsun.
Yeah, their beat-up, rusty Datsun, with, chains on the back tires because it was rear-wheel drive, no four-wheel, no all-wheel, right? These were the people who got things done.
Yeah.
You know, they were out and about. They were driving in the snow before anybody else. They would blaze their own trail through drifted snow, that kind of a thing. Way more so than anybody employed by the state.
Well, or by corporations either, because Buffalo was shut down. No one could go to work except the looters. They were out in force.
Depending on your profession, you got to know when it's time to punch the clock.
And in the middle of a blizzard and a snowstorm, looters are clocking in.
They were like, chick, chick.
Yep.
They're like, word, nobody's here?
Dude, where's my punch card, man? It was right here.
No, nobody's here, and the cops are not responding.
Yeah.
Free game.
Angel also marveled at the technology that aided in the delivery of the baby. 20 years ago, we had no video chat, he told the Buffalo News, and even though Facebook can be messy sometimes, it's amazing what we can do when it's time to help somebody.
Reynolds, Facebook didn't block the live feed while it was crowning.
Right, yeah, this is inappropriate material. False news. Misinformation. Babies can't be born outside of a hospital. Right? Yeah,
right.
Surprised. Reynolds could not be immediately reached for comment. She's flying to Florida to take a cruise, Blackburn said. She deserves it.
Wait, that's the mom? Or one of the doulas?
Wait, the doula deserves a vacation after all of that?
Blackburn.
Yeah, I'm just confused because mom should not be going anywhere. She should be in bed.
Dad should be deserving a vacation. He went,
no,
oh, no,
last
I
name
need
is
some
Thomas.
Help.
Yeah, his football game got interrupted.
His football game got interrupted? He was responsible for logging into Facebook in the middle of a football game to find the appropriate doulas? Like, he was on point, man.
Iva Michelle Blackburn was one of the doula.
Reynolds sounds like the other doula.
Right.
Okay.
That does sound like a doula name.
Reynolds.
Need a doula? Call Reynolds. She'll be right there to wrap you up.
You know, it's a nice article to welcome the new year, right?
New year, new baby.
New life. You know, something happened that wasn't necessarily technologically available or at least planned for, and technology has helped some people get through an otherwise traumatic situation.
It's a marriage of the old tech and the new tech.
Definitely.
Right? Home birth with Facebook.
Yeah.
Love it.
Having worked in the technology industry for so long, like, I know of all this tech, and, you know, with the overreaction to COVID, of course, one company stands out amongst everyone else, that's Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's been on a Zoom conference
now. They made
a
killing.
Zoom sucks.
But that technology, they're not the only player on the block. There's other, there's like Jitsi.
Yep.
There's, I think Slack has a version of video conferencing now. I'm trying to remember. There's a whole bunch of other players that are doing this kind of thing.
The OG, Skype.
The OG Skype, yeah. So, like, all of this technology has been available, but it's nice to see it used for awesome instead of for evil. Normally we see states, you know, governments, if you will, you know, using these technologies to, you know, further promote their tyranny, to further advance their evil. Well, it's nice to see something like this aiding in bringing life into the world.
I kind of like the Zoom era of, you know, being able to watch a court hearing for friends in the community.
Yeah, except
and
for...
I could participate. And
except for when they don't allow it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At one point in time, they had no choice but to allow it because it was the only thing available.
Like, if it is supposed to be publicly available, why not broadcast them all?
I hear you, but you, as a member of the public...
Federal, local, county, I don't care. All trials of any kind should be available via a video link.
Start a TV channel. Call it Court TV.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about a Seattle tech worker inspired by Office Space. Got some money.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.